Hello, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the very exciting Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and as of right now, I'm just sitting around, in the old studio here, but I do have a phone call I need to make, so let's go to the phones here. And I'm going to dial up a phone number here, and we're going to see what we get. Here we go.
Murderang here, and the competition for Titan's Got Talent is off the hizzy, yo! Who will be your fan favorite? To vote for Robin, press 1. To vote for Starfire, press 2. To vote for Cyborg, press 3. To vote for Raven, press 4. Or to vote for Beast Boy, press 5. To hear this miggity menu again, press 9. To vote for Robin, press 1. To vote for Starfire, press 2. To vote for Cyborg, press 3. To vote for Raven, press 4. Or to vote for Beast Boy, press 5. To hear this miggity menu again, press 9.
Twinklebow and I wish to express the gratitude for your kind and thoughtful vote. Oh, he is the very expressive. Tune into Cartoon Network this Friday at 6 to see who wins the fan favorite. Oh, I hope it is the me.
Oh, snap! Thanks for voting, Homeslice! And don't forget, we get to watch Titans Got Talent on Cartoon Network this Friday at 6 when we reveal your fan favorite. This is
Bertarang
signing off.
Oh, snap. Yeah, so I clearly dialed an 800 number for voting for something to do with the show Teen Titans Go. I don't really have any idea what they're talking about, but I saw the phone number on TV and I had to dial it, so... Wasn't that fun and exciting? Yes. Yes, it was.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can help me. How do I get back to my regularly scheduled programming?
Information. Can I help you?
Yes, this is uninformative, and somebody is yanging outside the studio door. Who's out there? Oh, it's Baby Ding Dings. Who's a kitty? Oh, and look, there's white, fluffy kitty paws underneath the door. Oh, isn't that nice? Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, well, I guess it's time to get on with this show. Oh, and by the way, I apologize if the audio levels seem to be a little bit wacky today. What with that phone call, I know that was a little bit hotter than how I normally record. But we might have some more of that today, so just, you know, turn on your compressor or whatever. Because we may have some unusual levels today. Because what else have we got going on? Well, they're working on the street in front of my house, and I think we should go check that out, because we can't do anything else. I can't go anywhere, because A, my car is still in the shop, and B, they're doing this construction right outside my house. So, let's leave the studio. And we'll go out there to see what's going on. Now, there's my cat sleeping right here. What's my cat watching on TV? Oh, she's watching NASCAR truck practice. That's right. Today's Friday, so there's a NASCAR truck race today. All right, so I put on my shoes. I'm now standing in my garage, and right outside my garage... Or right outside my house, there's a big truck. You know, one of those five-axle straight trucks with an optional six-axle. That thing's got asphalt in it. I can smell it. Wow, there's a lot of trucks on my street. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these kinds of trucks. And they're driving. One guy's driving away. He just dumped his load of asphalt. All these trucks have asphalt in them, I think. Because I was watching a minute ago, and every once in a while they back up, beep, 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 and they dump their asphalt out onto the street. And then the big paving machine thingy comes by and does whatever. It paves. So this is great. Yeah. I can see the big paving machine from here. It's just up the street from my house a little bit. About, well, less than 200 yards. I would say 160 meters. And what else we got out here? We got that little front loader, that little cat miniature front loader, the 262D model. I'm reading that right off the sides. I'm just slowly walking. I don't want to get in these guys' way. But it's cool because they have one of these dump trucks dumping its asphalt into the front of the magic paving machine. Are they driving this way? Yeah, they're slowly making their way forward. And then behind the paving machine is, you know, your typical roller, steamroller type dude, flattening out all the asphalt. And then there's the little one running around here somewhere. This is pretty great. And there's, I see an oil truck down at the other end of the street. He's spraying the tar slash oil, the pre-adhesive, onto the intersection down there. He's backing up. Beep, beep, beep. And there's a bunch of people standing around with shovels and stuff, fixing all of the little bits that need to be fixed or whatever. How fast is this thing moving? If I was closer, I'd be able to tell. It's going about 1 foot per second, or maybe a little bit faster. It's hard to say. But yeah, they're just cruising. They'll have this done by, well, they'll definitely have this done by the end of the day. The big question is, right before I started the show, I got an email from my dad. He said, oh, the car will be ready in an hour and a half. Do you want to go to Frank's Pizza after we pick up the car? And I was like, oh, yeah. So the big question is, how's my dad going to get in here to pick me up? And am I going to be able to get back into my driveway before this is done? Or am I going to have to wait until this is done? Which is fine. I can wait. It's not like I have anywhere to go. Oh, we got double beepers. A guy just came by and said hi, and then he jumped into the little cat, the front loader. He's going up the hill. Another dump truck full of asphalt is backing up towards me, as a matter of fact, because I think they need another load of asphalt in the magic paver machine. So we got we got this guy in the front loader. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he's getting stuff ready, I guess. The paver is slowly creeping its way towards me. And the dump truck behind me is slowly backing up. Looks like the paver needs a new load of asphalt. So there's a lot of beeping sounds. I'm hearing a lot of beeping. Beep, beep, beep. Because a lot of stuff is backing up. And this low frequency stuff is probably going to clip this. So I got to move. And I got to turn down some levels here. Because when that thing up there goes into low frequency noise mode, it just blows this microphone out. Alright, so they need the new load of asphalt, so the dump truck that was dumping into the machine, into the paving machine, is now lowering its bed and is driving away. The truck that was backing up is now backing up a little bit faster. He's got a fresh load of asphalt, also known as tarmac, and he's going to back up right to the loader, and they will continue on. Isn't this fun? The truck is going right by me. And the empty truck has sort of pulled over to the side to get out of the way. And it's bang, bang, bang. All right, this is so loud that it's messing my equipment up. The guy in the empty truck had to tilt his bed all the way up and then bang it a couple of times to get all the excess asphalt out, which the guy in the miniature front loader will now run over and flatten out a little bit. The reload truck has backed up to the paving machine and is now lifting its bed up to dump its load of asphalt into the front end of the into the paver. So yeah, we're clipping. We've got all kinds of audio problems here today. The neat thing about the paving machine is it's got some really cool LED strobe lights on it, flashing red and flashing green. And these are right at truck mirror levels, so these are signals to the dump truck drivers to let them know when they're good. They back up when it's green, the light is green, and then they stop when it's red. Alright, so they have continued paving. And now they are still slowly inching their way towards me. Wow, it's like a ballet of trucks. Everywhere you look, there's a truck somewhere backing up. A big truck full of asphalt. Oh my god! The guy got out of the little cat, the baby front end loader, the 262D, and he left it running. It's right in the street, directly across from me. Oh, how badly do I want to jump in the front end loader and drive it around? Brah, brah, brah. Oh, too bad I'm being watched. There's like five or six guys wondering what the hell I'm doing, just standing here talking to myself into some strange pieces of equipment. So yeah, we're not going to be able to steal a cat front end, miniature front end loader, and I want one so bad. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up cat, as in caterpillar, 262D. A little baby front end loader. And this is the wheeled kind, not the track kind. If it was the tracked kind, we'd have a great moral dilemma in front of us, whether or not I should run off with one of these things. You know, the funny thing is even if I did jump in it and I got an escape route, I can just turn up the street down there and brrr. I don't think the top speed on these things is fast enough to get away from guys chasing after me. Wow. The paving machine is getting very close to me. It smells like asphalt. And the truck is tilting its way up. It's tilting all the way up. It's going to have all of its asphalt into the front end loader, or the front end bit of the paving machine. The paving machine is cool. I don't know if I understand entirely how it works. You dump in the asphalt from the front end, and then it, I don't know,
heats it up and lets it drip down, and then it runs over it, and then there's a thing in the back that spreads it out and blah blah blah. And the dump truck is now pulling away. He used up all his asphalt, so he's going to pull over to the side. We're going to have some loud banging sounds again as he dumps out the excess asphalt in his bed. And so while he's doing that, now this other truck that's right in front of my driveway, this truck will now back up and back up all the way to the paving machine and start dumping his load of asphalt. Yeah, this is all going down right in front of my face. All these guys are looking at me going, what the hell is this idiot doing? This just some yokel? Likes to watch the big trucks? Yeah, I'm watching me some big truck action. It's a veritable truck rodeo out in front of my house today. I'm having a good old time. I still want to steal that little front end loader. It looks so fun to drive around with its differential steering. All right, so the new truck full of asphalt is raising its bed up and starting to dump its asphalt into the paving machine. And yep, they're ready to go. They're moving forward again. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. How fast are they moving? I have no idea. But just in the time that we've been standing out here, they've managed to do about 30 meters. So you know what? If they've gone that far in all of about 15 minutes, that means 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, plus the other side, 2 hours. They'll have this entire stretch done by the end of the day. I can tell just by looking and estimating. So yeah, will I be able to get back into my driveway after lunch? Probably not, because that's, by the time I get home, they're going to be right in front of my house, which is, oh, my driveway on the sidewalk here is 40 meters away. But they'll be done by today, which means I'll be free tomorrow with a fresh car and ready to rock. So this is fun. Kind of walking back towards my house. Oh, and some of my neighbors are out too watching the construction, and some people are standing in their doorways watching these guys lay down the asphalt. Wow. And that paving machine is pretty cool. They just drive it down the street and a road forms behind it. And that's pretty amazing. And then every once in a while, they gotta fill in little bits. So they get out their shovels and they scoop out some of the asphalt and they lay it down where they need it. And then they run over it with the magic machine. And then behind them, what was that sound? Behind them is the steamroller, who's, you know, finishing off the surface. And it looks lovely. And there's a pervading scent of asphalt, which reminds me vaguely of those black fireworks snakes You know that smell, that high sulfur smell? So there's that. Oh, okay. So they managed to use another load, so this truck is pulling away. And she is going to raise her bed all the way up, dump out the excess asphalt while this other truck backs up into the paver and they continue on. So how far are they getting with one load of asphalt? Oh, at least 20 yards, about 20 meters. So this woman backs up her truck. Beep, beep, beep. It's gonna get real loud here in a second. So we're gonna turn down the levels. Beep, beep, beep. Bang, bang. Those big bangs and crashes are the gates of the dump truck dumpers. Hoppers banging. They do that to jar the stuff loose. The new truck has backed up and is now feeding the paver. And the other trucks that are in line each take their turn backing up, getting into the ready position. And now they're in front of Shannon's house, paving the road right in front of my next door neighbor's house. Oh, I wonder if I got any mail today. I better look in the mailbox. Yes, we got some mail. What did we get? Oh, we got a waistline. We got the newsletter from the Public Works Department, Environmental Quality Division. This is the newsletter that tells us all about the trash being picked up. So I better put this in my house so I can read it later. Such fascinating reading. The waistline. All right, so I'm gonna throw that in there. My cat's probably hiding in the Thunder Hut, wondering what all the noise is about. Hey, the guy got back in the cat front loader. Oh, it's a little bit faster than I thought. And here they come. They're moving asphalt. They're laying road surfaces. Hoo. I don't know what that hoot sound is. It's just the machines machining. Look at them pave. I'm going to try to measure this. 1, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, 1009, 1000. Yeah. They're paving at about 1 meter every 9 or 10 seconds. So probably 6 meters a minute. And they can, with one truckload of the stuff, they can pave about. Now, is she empty? Is this truck empty now? Yep, she's lowering the bucket. And I would say, how far did they go? 6, 12, 18, yeah, about 20 meters. Each dump truck full of stuff is good for about 20 linear meters of road. Here come the big booms again. She's going to tilt her bucket, her bed all the way up, and then she's going to shake it. Shake it, baby! That'll make the gate on the back bang up against the bed, and it will loosen the leftover asphalt and dump it out onto the street. So here we go. Get ready for more big noises. Broom, broom, broom. Bang, bang, bang. Krong, krong, krong. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. They are directly in front of my house now, but they're taking some kind of break. Are they accounting for the manhole cover? What's happening? Right when I thought they were gonna, they just made it to my property line with the last of that asphalt that they had. And now they're doing something different. They're jockeying the paving machine, which is right in front of my driveway here. And now the paver's backing up. It's cool. It's treaded too. It's got tank treads and two drive wheels and six idlers. You know, your basic Sherman tank configuration. And they've only been doing one side of the street, my side. So now they're going to back up. They're going to back the paving machine up. How far? Back to about the top of the hill there. Whatever street that is. Spalding? No. Sprague? S-Prague? And they're going to do the other side of the street. Wow. Here comes the steamroller. Wow, it's so loud. Yeah, we're going back inside. Okay. Back indoors we go. Close the garage door. Ugh. Into my house we go. Close the door behind me and I can still hear tons of truck noise. And I know we clipped the mic a lot. My little clip light was going on like crazy. So I don't know if this show is even going to turn out. And here's my kitty. Hi. Oh, she's rubbing up against my legs because the loud noises outside are bothering her. And she's like, oh, I'm scared of trucks. And you don't have to be scared of trucks. But this is also the kitty that's afraid of thunder. Come on up here, Pippin. Look out the window and you can see what these people are doing. They're driving all kinds of weird machines around. And we can watch it. Yeah, they're directly in front of my house now. With the little cat front end loader. He's tapering off the edge of the new asphalt they just laid down. So they can, you know, match up to it better later. The paving machine itself has backed up about half a block. It's up there about, oh, not quite 100 meters. And they're up there loading it up full of asphalt again. They're going to do the opposite side of the street. So that's nice. Ugh. Yeah, you're a good kitty. All right, so anyway, it's been fun. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm back in the studio, but I gotta go. I got a full day ahead of me, so I'll talk to all you kids later, like tomorrow or whenever. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。 Welcome to my 4-9 ラジオショー。